Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Romans 14:17. The kingdom of God is the most amazing work that perhaps God has ever performed. Everything that God has done in previous generations was for the purpose of bringing the kingdom of God into existence. This idea of God was in his mind even before the world was created. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, Ephesians 3:11. The term which is used in this passage makes mention of the church. However, the church and the kingdom of God are one and the same. Jesus had promised during his ministry, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven," Matthew 16:18-19. Jesus often referred to the kingdom of heaven in his parable. "Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like," Matthew 13:31. Jesus taught that through the word of God, individuals would learn of the kingdom and would have the opportunity to become subjects of the kingdom. "When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom," Matthew 13:19. The word of God is referred to as incorruptible seed, 1 Peter 1:23. Jesus taught that the kingdom is brought forth by seed. The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, Matthew 13:31. The kingdom of heaven is not a physical kingdom that is sustained by physical means. Rather, the kingdom of heaven is a spiritual kingdom that is sustained by the power of God. Individuals become subjects of this kingdom in a spiritual manner through obedience to the commands of the gospel. The kingdom is not meat and drink, which are necessary for the sustaining of human life, but the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Becoming a part of a kingdom that is created by God and brought forth by the death of Jesus Christ should and must manifest joy. By the power of the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, we are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear Son, Colossians 1:13. Hence, the word which brings us into the kingdom establishes us in joy. "And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be made full," 1 John 1:14-4. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.